Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Selamat datang ke program Dampak Sosial COVID-19, sebuah seri yang menyelidiki perubahan bagaimana kita berinteraksi akibat pandemik. Dalam episode kali ini, kita akan melihat dampak sosial pandemik di tempat-tempat ibadah. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Peggy Giacomelus bagi SBS News. Lila Guni, seorang wanita dengan energi di atas rata-rata yang merasa bosan karena biasanya ia sibuk bertemu orang lain di tempat ibadah umat Hindu.
I'm thoroughly bored. I'm not used to sitting at home because I'm in the temple in the morning. I open the temple, then talk to people, all that. Now I only come twice and I'm not sit. People don't sit down and talk, you see. What else can you do?
COVID-19 berdampak besar bagi wanita yang berusia 90 tahun ini yang telah menjadi sukarelawan di Temple Hindu Sri Mandir di Sydney. Ketika larangan dilonggarkan di New South Wales, akhirnya temple tersebut dibuka lagi. Namun pelayanannya masih belum kembali normal seperti sebelum pandemik.
People can't sit down and listen. While they are doing that, they just listen and go out. This is all because of COVID. You can see all the dividers we have got here.
Ibadah disiarkan secara daring selama aturan ketat di New South Wales. Hal yang sama berlaku di seluruh Australia. Sementara peraturan telah longgar di seluruh negara bagian, pelaksanaan ibadah masih belum kembali normal. Jumlah umat yang dapat hadir masih dibatasi. Dan aturan jaga jarak juga masih diterapkan.
It is difficult for people because this is a place where you meet people. Your little bit of socialization is there. Community contact is there. All those things are here. It is not just for prayers. Emotional well-being, you know.
Guna merupakan sosok ibu pengganti bagi banyak migran muda dan siswa internasional di komunitasnya yang datang ke temple ini untuk mendapatkan bantuan. Sarup Kanar kehilangan pekerjaannya akibat pandemik dan belum dapat kembali ke India di mana keluarganya tinggal. Selama ini, temple menyediakan bantuan. Dalam kunjungannya hari ini, ia ditegur oleh Ibu Guna diakibatkan pakaiannya yang berupa celana pendek dan kaos dianggap kurang pantas untuk memasuki tempat ibadah tersebut. Namun, ia secara bercanda menanggapinya.
In our culture, if you are going to the temple, doesn't matter what you are wearing, what you are going, go with your heart. That's why I told him I can come with her. And then Alela was telling that, oh, this is not our culture, you are wearing short. But I told, see, I'm coming with my heart. But next time I will make sure I will wear proper dress.
Temple ini baru saja merayakan Diwali secara sederhana, yang merupakan hari perayaan besar agama Hindu. Cerita sama dalam tahun ini bagi umat Islam. Masjid terbesar di Australia di Lakemba di barat daya Sydney menyiarkan azannya melalui pengeras suara selama bulan Ramadan dalam usahanya menyatukan umat selama pandemik. Dan tahun ini Ahmed Abdullah menghabiskan waktunya yang biasanya sibuk dalam perayaan di komunitas Muslim. Dia tinggal di rumah saja dengan keluarga selama pandemik.
And I know that people went through that through Easter, and I just pray that that won't be the case for Christmas, because I know Christmas is a big time for the Christian faith, and I hope they can celebrate it as they normally would. We missed out this year, but it's okay. There's always next year and years after that as well.
Dan teknologi merupakan satu-satunya cara agama-agama tersebut menyediakan pelayanan ibadahnya, yaitu melalui siaran langsung.
Wherever you are on your faith journey, wherever you have come from and wherever you are going to, whatever you believe, whatever you do not believe, you are welcome here.
Ibadah melalui Zoom video dari Pitt Street Uniting Church di Sydney yang terus melakukan ibadah lintas agama dan baru-baru ini kembali membuka ibadah secara langsung. Terpaksa mengubah ibadah secara daring merupakan pelajaran yang baik bagi gereja. Suami istri pendeta Karen Burchell Thomas dan suaminya Garrett Thomas Burchell bersama-sama melayani di gereja tersebut.
It's been a terrific experience for everybody concerned. So it's been a huge new learning experience for everyone. And it's something that the Uniting Church for Starters has wanted to do for a number of years. And it was one of our ministers who said, what has taken 40 years in planning has just taken 1 week to actually come into actuality.
Yes.
It was forced upon us, but we made the adjustment amazingly quickly.
Namun, Pendeta Karen Burchell Thomas menambahkan, tidak semua orang merasa nyaman mengikuti ibadah secara daring.
We also have a team of what we call pastoral carers, people that just keep in touch with others and have a really good supportive relationship with them. And they've been very active, and they've, cranked that up just a little more than usual. And that's helped a lot.
Sementara itu, di Melbourne yang mengalami kuncintara yang diperpanjang, ibadah sudah mulai kembali normal. Gabby Kaltman, seorang rabi yang berdomisili di Melbourne, yang juga bekerja di Asosiasi Jewish Christian Muslim Australia, berusaha untuk mempromosikan toleransi antar agama. Rabbi Kaltman mengatakan, tidak diragukan lagi banyak orang yang mengalami kesulitan selama pandemik.
It's been tough. Personally, for my community, I've seen, marriage issues, depression, job loss over the past 6, 7, 8 months. We even started a pay it forward program because we had a commercial kitchen, and which the entire business dried up. But we pivoted to making that a giving kitchen, and we've given out hundreds upon hundreds of meals to not just our community, but at the same time give people that are doing okay an avenue to assist other people as well. This entire pandemic has opened our eyes to a different way of thinking, and as tough as it is, the silver linings everywhere. And as long as we can take those learnings and assist each other by getting back on our feet, we'll be okay.
Anda dapat mengikuti informasi terbaru virus corona dalam bahasa Anda di sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.